Hello everybody. I wish you a dry welcome here in this dry tent. And let me introduce to my right side, there's the system architecture of the RIBE NCC, Emil, and also he's a data addicted, and he makes some cool experiments with internet rules. So give him a warm applause, and yeah, enjoy the talk.
Hello. Thank you. Hello, nice crowd. Hello, remote crowd. I'm Emil, and what I would like to talk about is something called Hackerspaces Jedi. Everything is interconnected, but how? And this is actually a play in three parts. So we begin with episode 4. So in the beginning, there was the internet, right? So you can all play the song that is under this. I wasn't sure if the audio would play, so I didn't there. But like a while ago, the internet was developed, and it's all nice, and we all know it, and we all love it. But we all like it to be better. So how do you make something better? You try to measure it. That's a rhetorical question, of course. Do we want to have a better internet? And there's a nice Dutch saying, which is "meten is weten," to measure is to know. So that's so how do you make a thing like that better? And we have lots of tools to measure the internet. And how many of you are familiar with Traceroute? Okay, so I don't have to really explain what Traceroute is. So you run it from your local box to the rest of the internet. Simple. So say your box is in Rome, which is this. I mean, there's lines here. It's supposed to be a map of Europe. So you have a box in Rome, and all roads lead to Rome, right? But what if you want to measure from the Netherlands to Paris? That's you cannot measure that from your local box. So if you want to do trace routes as a measurement thing, but want to measure all of the internet, your one box and trace route won't do it. So what do you do? The other thing is that internet paths are weird. This is not like your regular car system. It's the traffic system that with a car you typically take the shortest path. But in the internet, these could be wildly inaccurate. For instance, a friend of mine is trying to establish an internet exchange point in Albania. And he actually measured from two points in Albania. He measured this weird path. So that's way longer than a normal path. He used that with the system that I'm going to talk about. He measured that with it. But path from A to B, so the path from me to you, could be different from the path from you to me, right? There's asymmetry there, and actually somebody tried to measure it, and he came at only 12% is symmetric. So doing it from this one point out doesn't guarantee that all the roads back are the same. So there's a lot of weirdness. So how do you deal with that? Well, the cloud is a thing nowadays, so you just use lots of other people's computers. And in our case, these computers are something we call RIBE Atlas. So that's a system, very small boxes. There's one hidden on the stage, actually. Can you see it? It's right here. So it's these types of boxes that we put, that we give out to people to help us and other people collect data on the internet to make it better, to measure it. All these dots are where these devices are. So if you look all the way up here, Svalbard, there's actually a probe there, and we call these devices RIBE Atlas probes, and this is what it looks like. So physical devices worldwide, we have almost 10,000 deployed now, and it helps people measure the internet. So I'm not a hardware guy, so I'm just going to read this out for the people who are. And Philip there, can you wave, Philip? He's the hardware guy who knows all about this type of stuff, so ask him all the hardware questions. Version 1 and version 2, which is these nice small devices, which we don't give out anymore, are Lantronics Export Pro. Version 3 is the nice this nice box that I just have here, which is based on a TP-Link. It does not work as a wireless router. That functionality was disabled. And there's some there's a 1U box that we put in like a stable places data centers, and that's based on Sucris, or was based on Sucris, and we might in the future have virtual devices as well. But the main point here is I think they are everywhere. These are measurements for a community by a community. How it works is we give these devices out to you. You plug it in wherever you think is a nice place to measure from. And by that, you become part of this this global system, and you can do measurements on all the other devices. So this community is everybody interested in the internet routing performance, so could be you. There's a URL there if you want to become a host. My colleague Vesna, who's also here, gave a talk yesterday and was so successful in giving out probes. We have one left, so this is the only one left. otherwise, you'll just have to go there and follow the instructions there on how to apply to get these devices and become part of this thing. So that was the first part. Second part is something we developed on top of the data that comes out of this. So now you have all of these devices that you can do measurements from everywhere. So can you measure what the internet in a country looks like based on that data? So what I call this project IXP Country Jedi, and it's measuring the path between these devices in a country. So there's two devices in, or three a group of devices in a country, and you just do a mesh of these trace routes in between. So the trace routes will have the path that is taken, and if you do a mesh, it also has the back path, and it will have all the intermediate hops. So you can determine all kinds of interesting things about that path. For instance, two points in the Netherlands. Can we find points in the Netherlands where the path goes out of the country and comes back again? Because that's, well, suboptimal, you would say. So what does it actually look like? Are there any interesting things we can see into this? And can we improve the internet by doing this? And of course, it's fun to measure the internet, like I'm doing right there. And this is a prototype. This is a short URL where you can find all the information. There's a GitHub repo, and there's the latest data that we have on each of the countries that we do this for. So why the name? IXP, Internet Exchange Point. Is everybody familiar with Internet Exchange? Who does know what an Internet Exchange Point is? Okay. Sorry? Almost, yes. So basically, switch or something far complex than a switch, but virtually a switch where networks interconnect and have a lot of internet connection density. So the thing that belongs with Exchange Point is they keep local traffic local. And so this is a means to actually measure that. Countries is an instance of local, but you can do this for anything. So you can do this for all the countries in the Middle East, or you can do it for a city. Is stuff kept local in a city, or in a region, or in a language, on a language boundary? And Jedi actually is because my son loves Star Wars, but you can also say that adding metadata to this, which is another part of the project, makes it do some magic, and I'll show the magic. So digging into this, for each IP we see in the traceroute, we capture geolocation data, and that's tougher than you think maybe, and network information. Do we find these IXPs in the path? What autonomous systems are there? And as that if you look hackers metadata, metadata is a hacker's best friend. So problem with infrastructure geolocation is that it's hard. Just an example, and I don't know if you can see the IP address here. It's a level 3, it's a very big transit network. If you look that up in any geolocation database, you end up here in the middle of, in the centroid of the US. And there's some nice articles how an internet mapping glitch turned a Kansas farm into a digital hell. There's actually a farm there that receives police visits, angry boyfriends, whatever, because that's the centroid of the US. Whereas if you look at the host name that belongs to that, it pretty clearly says this is Amsterdam, and this network is pretty tidy in naming their names. So where people think these databases for this are pretty accurate, which they are for the edge of the internet, where the users are, for where there's the infrastructure, these can be wildly, wildly inaccurate. So that's actually quite a problem for doing this type of thing. So what we thought of is crowdsource this information. So now we have an interface where experienced users can actually, they see these names and they see them in the context of this traceroute, and they can see, ah, that's in Amsterdam, that's the name of my data center here. So they can actually feed us this information. And there's researchers have done research on it and have actually shown that the data that we have in here is far accurate than the traditional geolock solutions. So solution is called OpenIP Map. We're currently making a production version of this, because this is quite prototypey at the moment. So if you're interested in this type of stuff, watch that name, watch our announcements. And of course, it's may the source be with you. It's on GitHub. It's in Python. And we run this monthly for each country where we have enough devices in the country. So this is a URL where you can go to. You can also go to that simple URL I showed earlier, like below there. So digging into the details, you find the networks and IXPs in a country, you select one or two probes per network. We have networks like Deutsche Telekom, which we have 300 or 400 probes in, so you don't want all of these probes measuring to all the other probes. You just select one or two to get a representative sampling. And then you do the mesh between these, so all the probes measure towards one, and then next, all to one, so until you have a total mesh. Then you combine that with the metadata, so that's where the magic happens, and the output is like a geographical view, what does the country look like, a matrix view, and a graph. And if you have other ideas, this is open code, so be happy for people to actually contribute to this. So this is a snapshot, one of the monthly snapshots for the Netherlands a couple of months back. And what you can actually see pretty clearly is London and Frankfurt. So that's where big exchange points are. So PATH are not completely staying in the country. Some people are surprised by that, because there's very large exchange points in the Netherlands already. But actually, it's I'm being a politician here. I'm not telling the full truth, because and it's probably the screen resolution. Because if you zoom out of this, this is actually what that looked like. And you just didn't see this. There was actually a path that we measured that went all the way to the US East Coast. I found it so weird, I contacted these networks, and they said, hey, yeah, that's not what we are supposed to be doing, but this is just BGP, and there's not a lot of traffic between us, so we never noticed. So that hairpin was fixed. And this is something that people can use this to make the internet better like this. I have a I have a colleague in the Middle East, for instance, who does this for all of the Middle East and shows it to people that their path between their countries go through Europe, through their big internet exchanges. And that's now being fixed due to doing these types of measurements with these devices. So we have a difference between IPv4 and IPv6. That's a graph from a big exchange point. This is the V4 traffic, V6 traffic. But what you can see here is there's a bit of a geek bias into our deployment, because there's actually quite a lot of IPv6 where we have this data collected. And you can, of course, see small differences between the two. So this is a matrix view. So if you color, these are the sources of the measurements, and the columns are the destinations of the measurements, and then you have each of the cells. You can color them by whatever you want. And in this one, I chose to color them by, does it go through an IXP? Is the IXP keeping local traffic local? And the other coloring is based on, does the path stay in the country or go out of the country? So the green is IXP path stays in country, so that's IXP keeps local traffic local, and that's pretty much the case in the Netherlands. Yellow is it's local, but it's not via an IXP, so it's a direct interconnect or via some local networks. The red is where the path go out of the country. So if you go to the URL, it's actually interactive, so you can hover over, you see the actual trace route, so you can see if the geolock is correct. You see ASs, and you can actually see what the metadata is that's included. So if stuff is going out of country, and if it's a surprise for you, you can fix it. Yellow, if you wanted traffic to go through your IXP and it didn't, that's also something you can fix. We also have a network graph view, so here the dots on the outside are the RIPE Atlas probes, and then the inside is where the networks are, but this one is quite complex, so what all this graph now says is it's quite complex. I have a nicer example later on. So now on to episode 6, the last one. The hackerspace is JEDI. So. You can measure countries, but you can also measure what's between hackerspaces. So, first of all, it's where the magic happens, right? And, well, there's a nice picture there of the Dutch hackerspaces. So, what if we would just put probes there? And my colleague Vesna, she has a project to actually get these probes into the hackerspaces. One thing that, of course, will happen is that they will be hacked on. And we had a case where people actually did a responsible disclosure to us of vulnerabilities which were fixed. There's a URL there for more on this project and on the Hackerspaces JEDI. And this is sort of the result of that effort right now. There's when I took the screenshot, which is not too long ago, there's 60 connected ones. But if you do this for all of the 60, you'll just see, all the paths go all over the world. So that won't be a surprise. So I'm not going to show that one. But what you can do actually is what we need to figure out or to do these measurements is actually have them tagged or have them grouped in some means. So what we actually thought of is there is something called tagging of these probes. So I'll have to dig into a little bit of detail on how that works. Here's a bunch of tags that users put on these probes. So if you have a probe at a hackerspace, you can add the hackerspace tag to the probe. So people will know this is a hackerspace, so they can do interesting stuff with them. There's a lot of interesting tags in there, DN42, There's universities that tag, so you can do all kinds of measurements between all kinds of different communities using these tags, and that's actually what the modification to the IXP Country JEDI is, the Hackerspaces JEDI is, we do only select probes with these specific tags. So we select all the probes with the Hackerspaces tag and see how they're actually interconnected. What you can also do is limit this by country, because they're all over the place. So if you limit it by country, you'll get, are these Hackerspaces, how are they connected, what are the networks in between? Does this traffic go outside of your country? So if you're interested in connecting up Hackerspaces via some kind of overlay or via some kind of experiments, because these are the places where experiments happen, what's in between? Of course, things like foreign nations, surveillance, these types of things, that I mean, locally, you cannot escape that, but if your traffic goes outside of your locality, that's potentially useful information to know. Especially if you're not encrypting your traffic, because everybody encrypts all of their traffic, right? All of my traffic, wow. So the rest of this is the same type of methodology applies. I wanted to do this for Dutch Hackerspaces. And then I discovered that these were not tagged very well. So we don't have them, the users did not add tags yet. So we've asked. But then I thought, what can I do then? And then, of course, I thought of the Germans, because the Germans are gründlich, are very thorough. And actually, I found that they were quite good at tagging their Hackerspaces probes. So here's a visualization, the same geographic visualization of the German Hackerspaces probes. So in German Hackerspace, you can see it traffic or path will go through the Netherlands. There's a path through Denmark, and there's also a path through Sweden. But that's actually because that space uses a VPN that ends up there. So, and in IPv6, it becomes even more interesting because there's a path. I don't think you can see it very well, but it goes to Warsaw or via Warsaw, which I found quite interesting. But now the graph of what networks, what things are in between the Hackerspaces becomes quite interesting, I think, because on the one hand you have geography, on the other hand you have ownership of the network. And if you just look, I've pointed out a couple, but there's far more. For the German Hackerspaces, there's a Russian or Ukrainian network, I'm not sure. There's US networks, Swedish networks, it's all over the place. So it's interesting to see that actually happens, and also interesting to be aware of it, I think. So I'd like to conclude with some actions, or some potential actions. Putting more probes in Hackerspaces. Yeah, unfortunately we have one left here, but if you if you're involved in a Hackerspace, please consider having a probe there. And if you have them, please tag them. And if it's not online, please get it online again, because then we can do all these types of fun visualizations for all countries. Or what you can also do is, you have a bunch of points in a network that you want to do these same types of visualizations between. You just tag them with something, and you have a new community of things that you can do these visual. This is all open code, so you can just run this. Anybody can run this. And of course, use the tools of visualizations. Again, that URL. If you're a visualizer, I am not, as you could see. You can make far prettier visualizations, far more interaction. If you're interested in that, I'd like to talk with you. And another thing you can do is, we have hackathons, and you can hack away on these types of of things. So there's do or not do, there's no try. And that concludes this. Are there any questions?
If there are any questions, please go to the microphone that is also in the stream.
No?
No questions?
No questions.
Yeah, okay. Then another warm applause for the speaker and for the project at least.
Thank you.